episode. You are here in bed with me. Say hello, David.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Miss. Welcome to our bed.
Welcome to our bed. It's a nice big super king, so there's plenty of room for you as well. And perhaps you'd like to listen in and hear us discussing some of the more intimate aspects of our female-led relationship. The development in our relationship and our lifestyle, which started yesterday, and it was completely unexpected. Now, David, you've been into chastity for quite a while now.
I've been chaste now for a good number of, well, pretty much since the start of our serious lifestyle relationship, haven't I?
Yeah. Was it in the contract that you weren't allowed to masturbate without permission, or you weren't allowed to do anything basically without permission?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
But that came a lot later on. That came, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years after we'd met.
I thought it was in the contract when we got married.
It is, but we started chastity way before that.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember anything.
Yeah, it was way before that, yeah. And we started off...
I know before we got married, you used to wear a device for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And it didn't really work for us, did it?
I can't remember. I just remember it being, you know, you spend an awful lot of money on something that becomes quite an issue, really.
It didn't work for us for a number of reasons. And that was, well, one, because... My honest feeling is that they're just toys. They're not, you know, a chastity device. You can buy cheap ones, like sort of 20, 30 quid off eBay. The one we bought was a well-known brand, I won't name them, but it was about, I can't remember, £1,200. Decent one. But the problem is, you can slip out of them if you want. Now, I didn't go out to slip out of them. But when you know you can, it just becomes a toy. It's not real chastity. It's a game.
Yeah.
And I remember you weren't keen on it either, were you?
Well, they're ugly things, aren't they? They're ugly things. They're there. I'm always conscious that people can see it through your jeans, with pyjamas or you know, the kids might accidentally see you.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's the hygiene aspect as well.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
You can't be... as clean as you need to be when you're wearing something all the time. And if you're taking it off for this, that and the other, well, it's like, what's the point of having it on?
There's no point, is there? And they're not the easiest things to use either because, you know, you've got a cock ring, various sizes. That's got to get fastened around, not cock ring, sorry, the balls, around your balls. And then that connects to a sort of a sleeve. That all connects up with spacers, which are supposed to obviously... be sized to suit you, and then you know you're lubing it up, putting baby oil in there, you're trying to get it on, and it's just a complete and utter pain, to be honest.
It's a faff,
and it's a faff when actually, the truth be known, they don't work. And I know, you know, I mean, a lot of the online stuff is fantasy land, isn't it? And you see guys saying, oh yeah, I can't get out of mine, and I don't know, maybe they can't, but I kind of doubt that. And, you know, people who are honest about it say, yeah, you can always slip out of them if you want. Slip out of them, have a play, put it back.
I remember having a discussion about it and talking about chastity and the fact that if you really want to do chastity, then you should be able to do honour-based chastity.
Yeah.
So chastity isn't about being prevented from
having an erection and ejaculating.
Mm.
It should be something that the submissive wants to do, and they have a mistress that they're honouring.
Yeah, I totally buy into that. And well, just before we perhaps explore that a bit, we then went into honour-based chastity, didn't we? Only probably several months after trying the device, and we've practiced that ever since.
Yeah.
And you know, it's worked for us. And yeah, I totally agree what you say. However, I don't know what your feelings are, but I believe there is something extremely erotic about, I don't know what, I've got to use my words carefully, but being forced into something, like some kind of device, mechanical, something that, you know, you control, you lock on, and I cannot take it off without yeah. your approval. There is something very erotic about that.
I suppose there's the aesthetic value, providing it's something nice to look at.
Yeah.
And also it's a visual reminder, which is nice, again, nice to look at. Something to feel. I like what we found in my drawers yesterday.
Oh, what you found. I can't believe it's been in your drawers for all these years.
I can't believe it's been in my drawers. Well, I can, because I know what I'm like. I bring something home and then I put it somewhere safe and out of the way. And I found it. I found it a couple of days ago and I thought, oh, I must show it to you, because I don't ever remember using it on you, and I wasn't sure if I had or not.
No, you hadn't.
So when I pulled it out and said, oh, look what I found, you had absolutely no idea what it was.
No. However, I remember we did some filming, didn't we, with Betty years ago, and you had something very similar that you screwed into her nipples. We've got that on film.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you said, oh, that's for nipples. And it's like, how big do you think these nipples are?
Yeah.
No, I did have a little set of them, and they were for nipples. So that was very similar. It was a very similar thing.
Yeah.
You use an Allen key. It's like a ring, and you put it over the nipple, you use a little Allen key, and it screws some screws in. So then you've got the weight of it on the nipples, and you've got the screws digging in. So this is different, because it's designed to fit around the head of the cock. So it fits. So what you have to do is you have to make sure the screws are undone, so you haven't got the spikes on the inside of the ring. Then you need the lubricant on the glands of the penis, so that you can slip the cock ring over. By this point, the penis is already starting to harden up, because men have zero control over their body.
Zero.
And then use the little Allen key to tighten up the screws enough so that it sits quite snug. It depends on the anatomy as well of the cocks. All cocks are different. Some have big heads, some have small heads. So it depends on
how... Mine's got a big head, hasn't it?
You've got a big head.
Yeah.
So it fits over and it stays over. So imagine Darth Vader. And Darth Vader has now got a great big stainless steel ring around his neck.
Collar.
Big collar around his neck. And there's, is it six screws or eight?
There's six.
Six screws. Six screws that fit around and point inwards. So use the Allen key to tighten up the screws, and the screws make the inner diameter of this ring smaller and spikier. Now, the point isn't that you put it on and then screw all the screws in and it's painful. That's not the point. This is a form of predicament bondage, which I love, because the harder the penis gets, the more it hurts.
Yeah, and it does hurt.
So the fact that I'm lubing you, fiddling with you, playing with you, making you bigger, saying all the right words, flicking all of your triggers.
Yeah.
Got painful, didn't it?
It got painful. Very painful, yeah.
And sometimes, because it's getting painful, it actually makes you harder, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. It's really, really difficult. It's kind of a one-way street. Yeah.
That's why it's predicament.
Yeah.
Because you get yourself into that predicament.
No, you get me into that predicament.
No, I just put it on. You made it tight. You made it spiky.
My fault. Nothing to do with you.
No, all you've got to do is control your body. So anyway, you love steel bondage. So there you are with this steel, stainless steel, spiky cock ring.
Yeah.
And you decided that you liked it so much you didn't want to take it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
So you've had it on 24 hours now.
I have. Well, there's two things to this. One is the fact that, yeah, I do love steel bondage. I love the feel of it, the look of it, the severity of it, the security of it. The weight of it. And obviously with this, you know, like today, we met in the kitchen, didn't we? And you had a little bit of a tease. And within about 30 seconds, I couldn't actually stand up straight. And that's the truth. And because it does hurt. And also, when I talk about the severity and security of it, I can't take this off. Just to explain, if I may, the screws, Lady Anna screws them in, and they're flush with the outside of the cock ring. So, I can't even get my fingers around the screws. They're not there. The head of the screws are sunken. I cannot take it off, and the screws that, you know, they sort of sink into the penis. They are a little bit rounded. They're not sharp. They don't puncture the skin, but nevertheless, they do dig in, and I just can't take it off. That's it. I cannot. It's staying on until she takes it off.
So this is a like a chastity device.
Well, that was the second point I was going to get to. Yeah, I can't get erect without being in pain. And the timing of all this is pretty important, is it? Because, you know, we've covered it in previous podcasts. We've, you know, recently made a decision that you're going to start cuckolding me with other guys. And I think for me, I don't know what you think. I think
I know what you think. You keep thinking about it all the time.
I keep thinking about it all the time. But the power shift, if you like, the imbalance, the woman having complete sexual freedom whilst the husband, a guy, significant other, whatever you want to call them, is not only monogamous to his wife, he is kept in chastity and enforced mechanical chastity. It's pretty powerful to me. So last night when you did this, I thought, oh my God, you know, is this something that you want to do? Is this something that you want to keep on me?
Well, a couple of things. One, if I keep it on you, I know where it is. I'm not going to lose it again.
Yeah.
Two, I quite like it when I turn you on talking with other men or imagining me going off to a hotel and going and meeting somebody and then maybe phoning you up and letting you listen as I let him. The bull.
You're trying to get this hurting me, aren't you?
Is it starting to hurt you?
Yeah, but I can start to feel a little bit of movement down there. I'm going to have to start thinking about drainage or something, then, aren't I?
So I do like the fact that when I talk to you about that and show you pictures on the internet and talk about all the possibilities of what might happen, and also when and who with,
yeah,
and what they're like, then, yeah, I quite enjoy the fact that that causes you some pain, some discomfort.
Can I ask you a question then? Another question. So how does it feel? You know, we've talked about the honour-based chastity. We've talked about the old device that we used to wear, but it was a bit of a toy. And, you know, neither of us really enjoyed it. I couldn't now. If I wanted to, I couldn't masturbate.
No.
I couldn't have sex.
No.
With that on.
No.
Can I ask you how, you know, does that, do you like that?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. You can't do anything without my say-so. I can cause you pain whenever I want, without even touching you.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I know that you're conscious of it because you've got the weight of it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's always in the forefront of your mind. It's like having, it's a bit like having a remote control shock collar.
So yeah, it is like having a remote shock collar, really.
Yeah. The only problem I've got with this, and it's a really massive problem, because I've been thinking about this, I've been thinking about how we can get around this. You know how with a standard sort of chastity device, you've got a padlock.
Yeah.
And a key.
I've been thinking about this as well. Go on, you go.
Right. And a mistress is supposed to wear the key.
Yeah.
On a chain around her neck.
Yeah.
How do I put an Allen key on a chain?
Can't, can you? All you can do is take it in your handbag.
I'm going to lose it.
Oh, God.
What if I lose it?
Yeah. It's, yes. I mean,
it's not sexy, is it? An Allen key?
No. And the thing as well is in cuckold world, there is something very, very sexy about a cuckoldress wearing a cuckold's chastity device key round their neck or on her anklet, isn't there?
Yeah. So, have we got any old keys?
We could find a few, old keys.
Will I be a complete fraud because the key doesn't actually fit anything?
Oh.
Or it might fit the padlock for the garden gate, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it might be for an old house that we used to own.
Oh, I've got an idea.
What?
We could buy one of those little, you know, those little safe boxes that you put petty cash in.
Yeah.
And you could lock the Allen key in there and take...
I'm not wearing that around my neck.
No, take the bloody key with you to the box.
Oh, right. The key for the safety box.
Yeah, it's only one step removed, isn't it? And you could leave... Yeah, I mean, when you go on your dates, you could leave the box with me. Well, I can't open it because the key's round your neck.
But you can rattle it knowing it's in there.
Yeah.
So near and yet so far.
Yeah. These podcasts are good, aren't they? They bring new ideas.
You won't go through my tool bag looking for a load of Allen keys, will you?
I've already thought about that.
I'm going to have to hide all my Allen keys. Yeah.
Check all the Amazon deliveries that come.
What do you mean, check all the Amazon deliveries?
In case I've ordered some Allen keys.
That's not even true. You don't even use Amazon. You don't know how to.
Yeah, true. Could set an account up.
You can't get the kids to order an Allen key.
Yeah. She could do that.
Yeah, I could do that. Mm. All right, we'll do that.
But yeah, I mean, for me, you know, one of the serious things about this is it's very, very important for me to know that this is something you want to do. I don't want to be, you know, one of these guys who, you know, is pushing for a certain something in our relationship and you don't really want to do it. You've not bought into it. It has to be.
Why do you think you could even be one of those guys?
I don't think I could be one of those guys.
Well, you can't because I wouldn't let you.
Right.
So there you go.
All right. There you go. Okay.
So you have to stop saying things like that because I won't be pushed into anything.
Mm, yeah, true. Yeah. So anyway, yes, but it means a lot to me to know that you know, you're fully on board and you want to do this.
David, if you're doing it, I'm fully on board.
Yeah.
Because you are doing it.
Yeah.
You are wearing it. It's been 24 hours.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Oh, that's the point. We haven't actually talked about, really.
What?
you know, how long do you want me in this thing? How often, you know, is this, you know, are you thinking 24/7 permanently, or it just like come and go, or when you like, you know, go on a date, you put me in it, what's in your mind?
I'm not telling you.
Right.
You're just going to have to wait and find out.
Right.
In fact, I think our listeners will find out before you do.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you don't have any say, do you?
No.
And you know that I only tell you what you need to know.
Yes.
Apart from the things that you don't need to know, but which I want you to know because I want you to deal with the consequences of that.
Yes. Okay.
Like any details about me talking to other guys.
Yeah.
About arrangements of meeting up with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
About photographs that they sent me. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Is anything stirring down there?
No. The butterflies flickered up my stomach. So what happens then is that then there will be a stirring. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I think we'll leave it at that for tonight.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts 24 hours in?
No, just that obviously I'm now entering, we're going to go to sleep shortly, entering another night of sort of nocturnal erections, and we'll see how it goes. I do remember years ago when we did the device, you go through this cycle of nocturnal erections, but you get used to it. So I'm hoping that it won't take long to get used to this.
Uh-huh.
I am finding this quite an exciting thing to have this locked on me. And yeah. And I'm very much enjoying the push, the further push of the power shift. Not power shift, but the imbalance in the relationship.
The relationship's always been imbalanced.
It has, but this is probably just symbolic of what our relationship is.
Yeah.
But it is quite symbolic to have something like that.
Well, it's symbolic.
Screwed into my penis.
It's symbolic with a bite.
A bite, yeah, it is a bite as well. It is a bite as well.
Say goodnight, David.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to contact me via the cuckoldresspodcast.co.uk, where you can leave me a voice message. You can also subscribe to the podcast using the RSS feeds to ensure that you never miss out on any future episodes. Many thanks to everyone who has supported me so far. Thank you, and have a good night.